here at the 2017 CUNA GAC in balmy Washington, D.C. with CUE's John Pembroke and Mr. Steve Williams from Cornerstone or Gonzo Banker, whatever you guys, whatever your identity is.
Cornerstone, who produces Gonzo Banker. Good to see you, Mike.
All right, good to see you guys,
great
too.
To see you.
Yeah, and it's just, there's a gazillion people here. It's a really, really good show, obviously. Record-setting attendance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking leadership and partnership, but I think I'm going to start out with Mr. John Pembroke talking leadership.
Sure.
What are we going to talk about here?
So leadership is critical for every organization. We are the executive training organization for the industry. And what we do is we are providing great developmental opportunities for leaders of credit unions in the focus areas that they need to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
For example, from a technology standpoint, we have our School of IT Leadership, which really will help the leadership of your CIO, your future CIO, your management team, really define the direction of the spend based on market forces, based on how they can make an impact on their product and delivery channels and communication channels. And also, you know, with the emergence of digital and physical channels, you know, the line's getting very blurry, right? So how do you integrate the team?
Right.
And how are you successful from that standpoint? Also, when it comes to innovation, you know, if you look at the growth strategy of an organization, there's organic growth, there's growth through acquisition. From an innovation standpoint, we offer our Strategic Innovation Institute, which Stanford is going to take place.
Which I'm a graduate of, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And it was awesome.
Go Pine Trees or Cardinal.
Cardinal, that's correct.
I'm sorry,
there we go. No, Cardinal. So, you know, the strategic thinking around large and small scale innovation, how to have ongoing innovation embedded in your organization, how to really drive it and keep it sustaining, how to be ambidextrous, because it takes a different leadership and management approach to do existing products and services versus new, to new channels. Right? Some good examples, Northwest Community Credit in Eugene, Oregon, John Iglesias, CEO. Went out and hired an innovation leader that had nothing to do with financial services.
Really?
And is having good success because, you know, it's all about change.
Yeah.
And did not want that individual immersed in existing processes, cultures, et cetera, but wanted to really leverage that expertise. So,
we were talking before, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
we were talking before the recording about we're kind of training a new type of leader.
Right.
And it sounds
the next
like generation.
You guys
are doing.
Absolutely.
So because of all these new things you got to do, it's like...
I like to joke, we all grew up on finance, credit, branch operations, compliance, and now it's digital marketing, IT, customer experience, enterprise risk. So there's new disciplines that we've got to get folks kind of up to speed on. And then when it comes to partnership, imagine these next generation of executives, yes, they've got to be strong at how they manage their internal resources, but a big role is how do they partner externally outside the credit union, and that can be partnering with their, managing their vendors well to make sure that the folks here on the floor give them what they want from a business standpoint. There needs to be a lot more discipline. We call that vendor performance management.
Mm-hmm.
It could be innovating with a fintech. That's one of the themes this year is the fintech's not going to roll over us. We're going to partner with fintech. They want us because we have money and members. They have ideas and technology if you put those together. So they have to be very, you know, outward looking at how they partner. And then, of course, with credit unions, with CUSOs and collaboration, let's not all skin the cat differently. If we're going after a new digital strategy, maybe we can work on it together or at least share best practices.
Mm-hmm.
So to us, the leadership has to be developed, and then they have to be really good at partnership in the new environment to succeed.
Yeah, I keep hearing the technology correlation all the time. It's almost like credit unions are becoming technology companies, and that's
absolutely,
and that's where leaders have to understand that as well. I mean, obviously, what credit unions are known for is the service aspect of the relationships, but man, the technology is kind of like the backbone of it all, and that's
And the truth is that what we call the fintechs today are really more techs than fintechs because they don't have much fin in their background or their blood. We have a lot of fin, and we're trying to put in more tech. So a good question to ask, you know, if I'm a credit union 5 years from now, what percentage is fin and what percentage is tech?
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked that executives, and they say we're probably 200-300% more tech 5 to 10 years from now. We're still going to have fin, but we got plenty of fin right now.
Right.
And some of getting that tech might be through partnership, and it's certainly through bringing in leaders who have that propensity. both in IT and but also in the retail delivery system, in the way we look at data, in the way we look at marketing. They're all becoming very technology intensive.
And that, anything to add to that, John? Because you guys have the School of IT there, so I think that really goes hand in hand with what we're talking about here.
Well, and you know, another market force is consolidation. Mm-hmm. And depending on your growth strategy, if merger and acquisition are a part of that, we have our Mergers and Acquisition Institute with the University of Chicago.
It's really the ultimate form of partnership is let's get together and be a single credit union. And we're seeing more of that. And you saw folks last year, you know, North Island and California Credit Union, pretty big credit unions coming together. Their theory is scale's going to matter. As we have these requirements for IT and member experience and digital delivery and analytics and big data. So it'll be interesting. And we don't think that's certainly failure. We think that's actually combining forces with this market share to go against the big guys. It's always been about being a check and balance on the man. And I think M&A is a good way, and we're seeing that school mature.
Absolutely.
As well.
This will be our second year. And you know, I'd also like to bring up the great partnership that we have with Cornerstone to try and prepare and enable the leaders of our industry to continue to be successful.
We do a lot of work together. Our clients are their members, and we're involved in the IT school, the payment school this year as a guest, the risk management school, and we do sponsorships. And like I said, I'm a graduate of the Innovation Institute, so you want innovation, just come here. No, just kidding.
You heard it here first.
But what was so fascinating is how many 25-year CEOs went to the first round of innovation. They said, I got to get into this if I'm going to be relevant. So it's really fun to see, and it's challenging.
That's the word.
Challenge yourself at 50 years old. Yeah. What the heck?
Well, think about financial services today versus 3 years ago. It's a big difference.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? And the acceleration of change is just...
And it's going to go faster and faster.
Absolutely.
Right.
I hope that person's okay back there.
They're all right.
Yeah. And you were talking about mergers and all, because the bigger the credit union, the bigger the technology needs and requirements. So again, they go hand in hand, you know?
Yeah.
So technology, merging, consolidation, it all works together. And you guys are right there in the middle of it.
Yes,
you guys are mixing it up.
It's about having the knowledge to execute, and that takes a lot of learning, and that's why, you know, collaborating, talking to folks about what's going on, and then getting the development. I think if I'm a board member in here thinking about the future, listening to, you know, the speakers, I should be investing in that with my leadership development. That's a part of the budget that's, to me, a no-regrets part.
Yeah, and the resources are right there in front of you.
Right
here at Q's, yeah.
And it's not only are you developing the talent, the expertise, it's a good retention tool as well.
No doubt.
Invest in your leadership.
We got to attract them, but we got to keep them too.
Yeah. Think about that. How many techies are there today? If we all become technology companies, what's the war for that talent going to look like? So we got to develop as well as recruit. And you got to create that leadership opportunity so people go, I'd like to come here and stay here. We can't be turnstiles trying to compete in this new industry.
Well, there's a ton of opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep talking about the CEO exodus right now, and so that leaves a little bit of room. If somebody moves up, there's more room down there, and you can move up the chain. So there's a lot of opportunity in this industry.
Great opportunity.
Even though it's consolidating, there's still a ton of opportunity. So
right.
It's going to be leaders for that consolidation. Someone's going to have to lead it, put it together, keep people, you know, merging is not, as you know with credit unions, merging is not we go away. It's what are you going to do now? I see a lot of executives going into different roles once they become part of a larger institution, but they stay and they add value. So
Indeed.
It's fun. Fun times, actually.
It is fun times. Very exciting.
Opportunity seeking, like you said. It's not, you know, let's batten down the hatches, technology or change is scary.
Man.
It's like, let's learn this stuff and execute.
Open the doors.
Absolutely.
Any last words, Mr. Pembroke?
No, just once again, always a pleasure to see you.
Hey.
Always a pleasure to be here.
And you're kind of part of it. It's just let's keep chatting about it as we go, and we'll connect the dots. So I love the role you play in bringing folks, you know, and what's going on out there.
So deal.
Great
I like
to work
too.
With
it's
you.
Fun.
Always great to be on the show.
All right, guys.
Good deal.
Here they are. Talk to them.